Good morning, afternoon.
Come, precious Holy Spirit.
Okay. John Wayne. Picture a South Florida football field in October 1967. Palm trees, bleachers, 100% humidity, 88 degrees. Fresh stripes, newly planted sod mixed with clay and sand with freshly painted goalposts. 240-pound Optimus football squads in their first game of the season. Opa-locka versus Bunch Park. FSU versus Florida Mini-Me's. With a fan base limited to parents, siblings, relatives, and close friends, cars strategically parked behind the bleachers, allowing the fan base to imbibe in adult beverages, which made the heat bearable. This is where I found myself in my one and only year on the gridiron. I was good enough to start on the offensive line and play defensive linebacker when the coaches needed to give a breather to the starters. I had absolutely no talent for the skill positions, but I loved to hit people and I loved to get hit. Go figure. The game was close, and by the third period, the defense needed a breather. I heard my number called and enthusiastically jumped in at linebacker, tackling the opposing running back in the next play as yellow flags rained on the field. The referee announced, "Too many men, boys, in the field." Pepper, the assistant coach, screamed, "Pafford!" berating me for the error and questioning my mental capabilities. Unfortunately for Pepper, he had missed two facts. Number one, the head coach had ordered me on the field. And secondly, Pop was coming out of the stands and onto the field with the goal of teaching Pepper proper tackling skills and correcting his lack of knowledge. Pepper went down in the field, stood up with a dazed look as I jumped between Pop and Pepper, begging Pop not to hurt the coach. Pop let him up, poetically, telling him to get his act together. Pop returned to the stands, the coach to the sidelines, and me to the field. That's John Wayne.